Normally, it's news, so it definitely changes day to day. I do everything from political stories, going to the Israeli parliament building, the Knesset, speaking to some of the MKs, some of the leaders here in Israel, to also some very fun stories, whether I'm talking about the latest Israeli technology. There's so many high-tech companies here. There's different food festivals that I've reported on also. I've been everywhere from the northern border up near Lebanon to the southern border down near Eilat and all of the communities in between, telling different stories really in a small amount of time. I'm shocked that I've been able to see so much of the country and cover so much of it. But those are usually the stories I'm covering. However, 4 days ago now, it feels like so much longer, but Saturday morning, that's when Hamas terrorists who are in the Gaza Strip near Israel's southern border, they launched a surprise attack on Israel, launching thousands of rockets into Israeli territory while also armed terrorists infiltrated through a southern border fence here in Israel, targeting different communities in the south, absolutely massacring these communities. I was just in one of them this morning, Shannon, the first time that they let any journalists actually inside some of these communities because there's still been active terrorists in the area, active gunfights between Israeli soldiers and Hamas terrorists. So even when I was down there today, there still is ongoing action. They told us to be on the lookout because there still are terrorists in Israeli territory right now. However, they wanted us to see exactly what happened in one of these small communities near the southern border that was completely wiped out. I mean, I saw horrific scenes that is hard to even describe over the phone. Speaking to some of these soldiers, they said that there were scenes of babies with their heads decapitated, limbs completely cut off of small children. I saw a baby cradle overturned, splattered with blood. All of these just lining this kibbutz community. We don't know the exact death toll because as I was there, they were still clearing out Israeli civilian bodies from the area. To put it into perspective, we know a little bit more of a number from another nearby community, maybe 3 miles away. It's called Kibbutz Be'eri, and there about at least 100 bodies have been found so far, and that's 10% of the entire kibbutz community population in that one community. 10% wiped out in one entire morning, whether they were gunned down or knifed or thrown grenades at. Many of those grenades also still are in these towns, which is also making the recovery effort and the cleanup effort that much more difficult. As I was walking through with the Israeli military, there were certain houses where we were trying to get better images, and they said, whoa, step back from there. You know, there's still active mines in there that could go off at any minute. So you really have to be careful where you're stepping, where you're looking. And truly, it's an apocalyptic scene, what that's happening right now in on Israel's southern border.